Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, with an interesting podcast for you. Hey, listen, I understand it's the holiday seasons, but I want to say to the audience, Christmas may have been December 25th, but the Postal Service will be in Christmas operating mode probably until the middle of January. And the reason I say that is to the public at large, most of what you would have normally received on Christmas is probably still in a trailer sitting in a postal parking lot. Now, again, it's not left unsecured, but because of the extremely heavy volume of mail and the inability of postal management to recognize heavy mail volume, actual and forecast, and plan accordingly to not only accept that volume, but to be efficient with that volume. And the one element that could have made this a lot smoother is you gotta hire more people. You gotta hire more people, because you gotta remember something, especially in Columbus, Ohio. The grievances that are going to be filed are for crossing crafts. You had in-plant support, the entire staff, sorting mail in a cutting hole. So let's say that's about 8 people. Well, guess what, Postal Service? Had you hired, and we're going to break this down section by section, 8 people, the cost per work hour would have been cheaper for new MHAs than it was for you to bring managers, supervisors, and in-plant support employees out to do mail handler work. So again, had you hired 8 people, guess what? That would have been a more efficient operation. Let's go over to the apps. You had about 9 people from delivery and collection just getting mail, taking it out to the dock. And again, had it not been for that concerted effort, we'd still be double stacked, can't move inside that building. So had delivery and collection not come down, but before I just stand up and give delivery and collection a hand clap, the point I'm making is that's about 9 people every day. Okay, so you hired 8 to man that cutting hole. You hire 9 to continue rotating stock, because you gotta remember, when delivery and collection came down, all they used were hand jacks. AKA, all they did was mail handler work. And you got to understand and you got to stay focused on that, because if not, you'll get lost going down that rabbit hole that only allows you to look at the fact that we're short and not what we could have done to prevent it. Now, I know a lot of you may say, Ken don't like the post office. I heard that last week. It was kind of disturbing to hear that. But it's quite the contrary, okay? Postal Service has been very good to me throughout my years, even considering the adversity. So when I speak about the post office, trust and believe, I'm hoping somebody with authority listens and maybe look into some of what I'm saying, because every once in a while, Kenny Hodge kind of knows what he's talking about. Now, let's talk about hiring. And when we think of hiring, let's think in numbers of 50, 60. I mean, you know, if we're going to think realistically, and I understand that hiring right now isn't that easy for the post office, well, you have to offer more money. It's very simple. If you need the resource in Burger King, Walmart, and places of this type, of these industries of this type, are competitive with your salary, well, more people will go there. So again, I don't know what you need to do in all honesty, but I do know you need to do something. Because if this problem with shortage of complement, with particularly mail handlers. If this problem isn't addressed immediately, then how long do you think mail handlers can work 7 days a week, 12 hours a day? How long do you think mail handlers are going to work 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, if they really signed on for a 40-hour work week? Now, again, absent the overtime desire list, because that's a choice, come on, post office. You're going to push your employees, that human resource, to a diminishing point of return. And when that body starts to break down, it's going to stay down. Hire more people. You got to get aggressive with the hiring. You understand the volume is there, because let me tell you something. All that volume isn't going anywhere. That volume, I mean, again, I understand every year during Christmas we peak out. But now I hope you recalculate the normal drop to the drop that we're going to experience now. Because, again, if you hire more people, you have an excellent opportunity to grab some more of that package business that you once owned 100% of. Now you own very little. But right now is an excellent opportunity. But as the post office is known to do, you're still going to try to get the work of six people done by three, and you're going to miss this excellent opportunity to really grow this business. Now, I want to take a few minutes and talk to you about this new arrangement, deal, agreement, however you want to classify it, that's going to convert MHAs to regulars in a large number. Stand by. Let's have a conversation about that. First of all, I want to start off with saying congratulations to the 5,288 MHAs that are going to be converted to career employment no later than March 13th, 2021. So that's a very positive position for MHAs to find themselves in at this time. And I want to say thank you to the National for making this happen, so to speak. But let's talk about what's actually happening. Because while it is an excellent opportunity to convert MHAs to regulars, in Columbus, Ohio, we've always had a mail handler complement of around 370. Well, I checked the board the other day, and they're showing about 289. So when they convert 75 MHAs, and again, nothing but appreciation to the MHAs that are being converted, but that brings Columbus back to its normal number of mail handlers. I'm just saying, something to think about while we try to totally understand this conversion. Again, it brings Columbus, and I only speak about Columbus because that facility I'm aware of, it brings Columbus back to its original position. So when you look at the conversion, the conversion is the result of the post office doing what they should have done a long time ago, but now they're doing it because they want to extend the cap over 24.5. They want to extend that and be allowed to hire mail handlers unlimited until March 2021. Now, it's important, if you follow the day-to-day workings of unions in the postal service, it's important that you understand there was a trade here. It wasn't like, okay, the post office realizes that they've neglected the mail handler complement and said, hey, we're going to make that right. That's not what happened. What happened is the post office recognizes that they're going to need to hire in excess of what is nationally agreed upon. So the post office said, if you will allow me to go over the cap, 24.5 for this holiday peak, if you will allow me to do that until March of 2021, this is what we'll do for you. And what they will do for you, you being your union, is they will convert mail handlers. And I want to say this, I appreciate what the National has agreed to, but they agreed to get something done that the post office should have already done. But nonetheless, please don't take this out of context. It's excellent that it's done now. But I need everybody to understand or follow along with, it wasn't that postal management said, we recognize we neglected you. No, we need something from you. So what they need from the union was for them to agree to extend that hiring, the cap over this hiring peak. And the bottom line, again, congratulations to the National for signing off on this. But the bottom line is there's going to be 5,288 more career mail handlers. But you have to also understand this. Look at your facility today. Right now, we're in that peak period, meaning they can go over the cap. You're still working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week if you're overtime desireless. Most facilities are still requiring non-list to do 6 days, 10 hours or better. So the fact that we're going to convert, excellent, because there's going to be a lot of employees that are now going to be made career employees. But you have to understand the work environment doesn't change any though. The total number of people are still going to be the total number of people. Now, I understand once 75 MHAs are converted in Columbus, just ballparking numbers, that's going to bring Columbus to about 350 regulars, which is going to allow, as per the 24.5% cap, approximately 85 MHAs. But I'm simply saying, if you can't hire them now, what's going to change? So we're going to have a full complement of regulars, which is excellent. That's excellent. But you're still going to have the same shortage of people. But now with the MHAs being regulars, they get to pick and choose if they're going to be on an overtime desire list. So hand clap to the MHAs being converted. But just understand, the work environment, it's going to shift, but it's not going to be a real positive shift. Just know that. Now, one other thing I really want to make mail handlers aware of, and that is this MOU does not apply to all MHAs. If you are an MHA that was hired in excess of that 24.5% installation cap or COVID-related reason, your hiring situation will be covered under another MOU that has yet to be produced. So, number one, if you're an MHA, you might want to go to your union office and find out what your actual status is, because I know most of you don't know. And to all branch presidents that hear this podcast, it would be an excellent opportunity for you now to get with labor, get a updated list so your members could come to you instead of going to postal management to find this information out. MHAs hired in excess of 2.5 installation cap for COVID-related reasons. Understand there's a separate document that will address you. Now, real quick, the MOU signed by Doug Tolino and our national president, President Harogian, in order to better align the mail handler complement with the needs of the organization, the parties agree to the following. The Postal Service will convert 5,288 MHAs to career status in 183 facilities as identified by the Postal Service, consistent with the attached table. The conversion will occur no later than March 13, 2021. The parties agree to extend the exception period for the hiring and continued employment of MHAs in excess of the 2.5 installation cap as set forth below. Facilities other than those listed, and there's a list of facilities on the attached tables that are in excess of the 25.4 installation cap, will sever peak MHA hires on or before January 22nd, following the procedures of the current national agreement. So you got to understand, everybody or every office, as I read this, will not participate in allowing the post office to go over cap, well, to remain over cap in exchange for MHA conversions. Facilities that plan to convert five or fewer non-career employees to career status in accordance with the attached table will be permitted to retain the number of peak MHA hires above the 2.5 installation cap equal to the amount of conversions listed in the table. They'll be able to maintain them beyond January 22nd. So again, if you're not going to be a part of the conversion, there's a set of rules for you. If you have five or fewer, there's a set of rules for you. And after the above reference conversions are completed and accounted for in the MHA cap, facilities listed on the attached tables that are in excess of the 24.5 installation cap and which plan to convert more than five non-careers, well, those facilities are going to be allowed to maintain hiring over cap until March 27th. So again, I just gave you excerpts of the document that you can go to the National Postal Mail Handler page and download for yourself. And I highly recommend that you go there and then you get involved in it. You see, my podcast, I want to motivate you to gravitate to that organization body. And in this case, I'm talking about the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. You need to get involved with what goes on there because you can make a change and you can make a difference. Let's have a great day. This is Kenny Hodge on the KHP.